Hi, you're listening to a message from Ford Church.
Will inspire and empower you to move forward.
Oh, good. Today I want to share with you out of the book of Mark chapter 4. We're going to begin reading in verse 35. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. The passage is going to come up on your screen. But it says, that day when evening came, he said to his disciples, this is Jesus speaking, he said, let us go over to the other side. And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. And there were also other boats with him. A furious squall or storm came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and they said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drown? And he got up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, quiet, be still. And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and they asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? Today, the title of my message, if you're making notes, write this down. And if you're not making notes, the title of my message today is Faith in the Middle of the Storm. That if there's anything we need right now on the earth, is faith in the middle of the storm. This passage of Scripture tells a story of how Jesus and his disciples, they decide to go across the water in a boat. And Jesus comes in the boat, and as they're in the boat, they get through the water, but as they're traveling, a giant storm comes, and truth is, it feels like we're in a big storm right now. And a storm comes, and the Bible says that the waves broke over the boat so that the boat nearly swamped. So the waters actually came into the boat, and the disciples are there, and they're like, listen, we're going to die. It was so bad for them that they thought they were going to die. Jesus was in their boat, and they thought that they were going to die. And then they went to him, they woke him up. And he woke him up and he says, teacher, don't you care if we drown? Right now, there are many people who are asking that same question. Teacher, don't you care if we drown? God, where are you? Right now, the waves are buffeting. The water is getting into the boat. Don't you care if we drown? And then Jesus stood up and he got up and he rebuked the wind. And he said to the waves, quiet, be still. And then the wind died down and it was completely calm. And I want to prophesy to somebody today that Jesus is standing up right now in your boat and he's saying to the winds of fear and he's speaking to the storms of anxiety and he's saying, quiet, be still in the name of the Lord. And as he says that, the waves stopped. And then he turns to his disciples and he says, why are you so afraid? I want to ask you today, if there's fear that's entered in your heart, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? He says. And they were terrified and they asked each other, who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? I want you to know that no matter how big the storm may seem and no matter how loud the wind may seem, there is a God who speaks to the wind. There is a God who calms the storm and everything else must obey the voice of the Lord. And today, if the voice of fear has entered into your heart, then I want to encourage you today that in the middle of your storm, you can choose to believe the voice of faith, the voice of God that is for you, that is with you, that is not against you, but is on your side and in your corner. And if you believe that today, forward at home, somebody shout a great big amen. Amen. So this morning, there are three things that I want to give you. When it comes to keeping your faith in the middle of the storm, I want you to know that the water might be raging around you, but it doesn't have to get inside of you. And so today, there are three things that I believe will help you to keep faith in the middle of your storm. Number one, feed your faith. The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 8, whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. feed your faith. What does it mean? It means sow to the spirit and not to the flesh. Sow to what is good, not to what is bad. Sow light and life. Not be caught up in all the anxieties of that are right now all around us. But feed your faith. The Bible says in Psalms 107, verse 1-2, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Everyone say, say so. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In other words, it's talking to the company of believers. And he's saying, listen, if you are believers, then stand up in your belief. What does that mean? It literally means to give God praise. How do you feed your faith? You give God the praise in the middle of every challenge. You lift up God's word in the middle of every circumstance. You feed your faith. When you get God's word in your heart, then you're not bound by what other words are and what other people say. Truth is, there's a lot of fake news that people are passing off as factual news, but really it's foolishness. And so we've got to believe in God's word. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I put my trust in the name of the Lord. And when we trust in the name of the Lord, then something happens to our faith, and our faith rises, because whatever you feed will win. I know this to be absolutely true. That, recently I joined the gym for about the 27th time. And since then, I've had to make a decision to change what I feed myself. Over Christmas, I fed myself some stuff. And the result of that was, you know, too much food and too much, growth in the wrong areas. But then when I choose to feed myself on healthy foods, then what happens is my body gets stronger. So whatever you feed grows. And I want to encourage you today, in order to have faith in the middle of the storm, feed your faith. Starve the fear. Don't give in to that, but feed your faith. I need you to give someone a virtual high five wherever you are. If there's five of you, give them all a high five. It says, if there's one of you, give yourself five virtual high fives. But give someone a virtual high five and say, feed your faith. The second thing when it comes to being a person who's got faith in the middle of the storm is to guard your soul. Guard your heart, the Bible says, for from it flow the issues of life. You got to guard it. You are the gatekeeper of your soul. You are the gatekeeper of your heart. Don't allow anybody to come in there. Don't allow yourself to be open and anybody can come in, but guard it. Someone say, guard it. The Bible says, I pray that you would prosper even as your soul would prosper. The Lord wants your soul to prosper. In other words, he's talking to our emotions. This is a very emotional time, and a lot of people are caught up in this panic and frenzy. But the Bible is teaching us. He's saying, listen, in the middle of everything that's going on, in the middle of the storm, guard your soul. I was reading a story of a guy who was in a supermarket. And as he was in a supermarket, he was trying to find stuff in the supermarket, and the shelves were bare of some of the essentials. And that as he was in there, he saw a person walk past him with a trolley full of all of these essentials. And it was just one guy by himself, and his trolley was filled to the full. And there was this other gentleman who had nothing. He couldn't find anything. And so he gets upset, and he starts to speak stuff to this guy. He's like, it's because of people like you. It's because of people like you that the rest of us miss out. It's because of people like you that my life is miserable. You caused my misery. It's your fault. And then he says, and the guy's listening, and it's like the guy's kind of acknowledging, but not really kind of owning up to anything, and that kind of makes him more upset, so he shouts even louder, it's your fault. It's because of people like you that I can't be happy. And then the guy finally responds. He says, listen, sir, I just want you to know, my trolley is full because I work here, and I'm trying to refill all of these empty shelves. This particular person gave away his emotions. This particular person gave away his soul. And he said, it's because of you that I'm miserable. I want you to know today that nobody can make you miserable without your permission. You get to own your own emotions. In other words, be a person who guards your soul. There are so many times that we don't see things quite right. There are so many times that we don't have all the facts and all the information. In the absence of that, just guard your heart. Keep the peace of God in your heart. Guard your soul. And number three, the third thing to keep faith in the middle of the storm is to understand the season. Right now, we are in a season that is unprecedented. Never, ever in our lifetime have we experienced what we are experiencing now, and it's changing quickly. But understand this, just like every other pandemic, every other challenge to the world, this is just a season. And like every season has a beginning and every season has an end. This is just a season. That we will get past this. God will bring us through this. Understand that we are just in a season. Isn't it true that when we're in a season, when you're in a winter time, it feels like it's going to be winter forever? But I've discovered that you might be in a winter, but eventually there's going to come a spring, and eventually there's going to come a summer. So no matter where you are, no matter how good or bad it is, wherever you are, it's a season, and life is seasonal. John chapter 16 verse 33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. Everyone say, take heart. Take heart, because I have overcome the world. Your God encourages you and I to take heart. Let's not lose our faith. Let's not lose our mind. Let's not lose our peace. Let's not lose our joy. Understand that we are in a season. But know this to be true, that right now in this season, that God has not left your boat. God is right in the boat with you. And so cling to Him right now. Understand, we're just in the middle of a season. And right now, if you're watching this online, if you're at home, and maybe you're saying, well, I've been through some seasons where, and even right now, the season I'm in is that I'm distant from God. The season that I'm in right now is like I don't have a relationship with God. I once knew God, but I don't today. Maybe you knew about God, but you don't know Him for yourself. I want you to know that loving Jesus is not a religion. It's a relationship. And the Creator of heaven and earth, the Bible says that He stretches His arms wide towards you, and He says, come, all you who are weary, all you who are burdened, come and I will give you rest. And so if you're watching, and maybe you're sitting in a lounge, wherever you are watching this on any device, I want you to know that the King of heaven and earth, He's reaching out to you, and He's saying, listen, you don't have to navigate these storms anymore on your own. Instead, you can come, and He's going to be with you in every storm. And no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, and no matter who you've done it with, there's nothing you can do that God can't forgive you for. How do I know? Because I grew up in church, and when I was 13 years old, I ran away from God. I didn't want anything to do with God. I went out searching for fame and fortune and had a bunch of stuff by the time I turned 21, and I had a measure of that success, but felt totally empty on the inside. And at the age of 21, I gave my life to Jesus. And from that day till now, Jesus has been the anchor in every storm. Jesus has walked with me, and following Jesus has been the greatest adventure. I'll never know why He's chosen to be in my corner, but I'll be forever grateful. And friend, if that's you, right there in your place, I want you to know that He's reaching out to you. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, He's saying, come home. It's time to make your peace with God. It's time to say yes to Jesus. And in a moment, we're going to pray a prayer. And I'd love to include you in that prayer. And so in a moment, before we pray that prayer, I'm going to count to three. And if that's you, and you're saying, Dan, include me in that prayer, because it's time for me to get right with God, and it's time for me to make my peace with Him, then friend, in a moment, when I count to three, all I want you to do when I get to three is I want you to type yes in the comments. And we'll see that, and our online campus will come to you, and campus pastor will come to you. We want to make sure that that we can support you, give you a Bible, help you find a local church, help you find a community of believers to belong to. And so if that's you, when I count to three, I want you to type yes right there in that comment section. And I believe that right now, homes all over the world, that there are people who are getting ready to come home to Jesus. I'm going to count to three. And if that's you, I want you to type yes, and then we're going to pray a prayer. The most important prayer that any human being could pray. And that's a prayer to receive the Creator of the universe into our heart and lives. King Jesus into your heart. So right across the online right now, that's you. One, you don't know Jesus. Two, you're not right with God. Three, let's type yes. I thank you for all those yeses. I thank you, God, that you're touching hearts right now in homes. Right now, you're filling rooms with your presence. I thank you that the lost are being found. Thank you, Lord, that the lame are walking and the blind are seeing. So if you typed yes, then I want you to pray this prayer with me. I'm going to lead you in this prayer. I want you to repeat it after me. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you're saved. So I want you to repeat this prayer after me, the most important prayer. Pray it together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you. You love me so much. You died on the cross and rose again to forgive me of my sin. From today on, I'm living for you. I give you my whole heart. I give you my whole life. I'm yours and you are mine. Silence every storm in my life. Be my God. Be my Savior. And I thank you that you do. From today on, I'm a child of God. I receive your love. I receive your grace. Father, I pray for every person who's prayed that prayer. Lord, we're just so proud of them. Lord, we're thankful. You've got a great and glorious plan for them. I thank you, Lord God, that you're the anchor to their lives. That, Lord God, that you'd reveal the destiny. Reveal the great plans you have in store for them. I thank you for that. In the precious and the powerful and mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe that, give God a great big amen right now. Come on. And right now, I just want to pray for everybody else. You've got a relationship with God, but you're going through some challenges right now. And maybe you feel lonely. Maybe you feel isolated. I want to just pray a prayer of faith over you right now. Father, we declare faith over fear. We declare, Lord God, your presence. I declare, Lord, the Spirit of the living God to touch every person right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you've called us to take heart. Because you've already overcome the world. So we thank you in advance for all that you're about to do. In the precious and the glorious name of Jesus, somebody shout amen. Come on, give God a great...
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.